Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that were listening in the past hour, welcome back and continuing big welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Mr. Benny, you never did do the Joan Rivers to see if she actually says that on Fashion Police. She does. She says, welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it. She can hardly say it, but she does say it. We want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. We got a great show for you today. The importance of knowing oneself, with spiritual teacher and guide Natalie joining us here today. Not only are we going to talk about the importance of knowing oneself, we're going to be taking your calls later on in the show. Natalie is going to show you just how absolutely gifted she is. We're going to be actually doing readings. You're going to hear lots more about her, but let me give you a little bit of background. You know, many of us see this life as a series of steps that tend to take us to a calling. That's what we're calling it, a calling or a purpose. You know, Natalie is dedicated to helping people, helping all of us through love and compassion, understand the tools of the universe, and then understand how to use them. So whether you have been in a place in your life where you feel lost or lonely, or whether you're having a great life and want to take your life in a different direction or expand, this is something that she has done with people globally. Serving others, supporting others, and showing and using the gifts that she has been given is amazing. Her message is that all of us, anyone can find out how to figure out what's going on in our lives and move on. And so today you get to meet her. Natalie holds meditation circles. She gives readings. She shares energy attunements, healing systems, provides healing. She is an Akasha record reader. Channels information from her counsel, which you're going to hear about. So excited about this show today. And as well as others from the spiritual realms. She's minister and doctor of divinity with the Universal Life Church. She's joining us here today. There's much more I could say about her. But I absolutely want you to meet this medical intuitive angel communicator, and much more. Natalie, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. I didn't even recognize myself after everything you just said, so I got to think about everything you said for a moment.
There, I'm going to come over there and pinch you so you know you're not dreaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I mean, this is really a great place to begin the conversation, right? Because here I, and honestly, I couldn't even get through all of the other things that you're skilled at doing and the services you provide for people. But it really draws us back to the question about knowing ourselves, right?
You know, absolutely.
I mean, here you are, you're listening to me. And when people introduce me, I go through the same thing. I almost like zone out a little bit. And then they say your name and you're like, oh, okay.
Well, this is about me. Okay.
So what is it about the way I described you that even to this day surprises you?
Well, I think it's just that it sounds like so many things.
Yeah.
It sounds like maybe almost too many things. But when you really look at the heart of it, of course, it all comes down to just one thing that we all are. But it's always, you know, when you read a resume or something and somebody's done 20 things or whether people have published hundreds of books, it sounds like they've done so much. But very often, I mean, they have done a lot, of course, but it really comes down just to the core of who they are. So very often it could probably be encapsulated in just one or two words, but we're still used to just telling it all because people resonate with the different aspects of who we are.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. I love this topic, and I'm so glad that you picked this. today, because we're going to talk to folks about this. You know, the title is The Importance of Knowing Oneself. Mm-hmm. I went through most of my, true confessions.
Here we go.
Yeah, because I asked Benny a question the other day. You know, Benny's like half my age, right?
Okay.
And so I asked him a question about his life purpose, and he's like, oh, yeah. I know my life purpose. And I thought about that, and I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, I spent most of my life, and my best friend, Linda, you've talked to Linda, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said she uses the term floundering.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't feel like I was floundering, but I certainly wasn't in tune to a greater purpose. So what is it about the knowing ourselves that makes it so significant in this lifetime?
I think you're basically actually asking two questions. First of all, whether you call it floundering or not, I think as a species and as time has moved on, we have moved from a certain stage of being where very often social conditioning actually prevented us much more from being ourselves and from getting to know ourselves, so that now for the upcoming generations, and, you know, you mentioned Benny is half your age, for anybody, I want to say, under 40, it's been much easier because the social conditioning is no longer as difficult to break through. So people have an easier time just saying, hey, I want to get to know myself. Hey, let me just figure out who I am. I hear everything that you're saying, but I need to take a year off to find myself. When we were growing up, that
right.
was not the case.
No, you're right. When we were growing up, I just had a flash on this. Not a hot flash, but yeah, almost like I'm going to have a hot flash now that when I tell you. You're absolutely right. When I was Benny's age, I was trying to muster up the courage to tell my boss I wasn't going to get him coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Different times, yes.
And you think about that, and people that may be listening to this and thinking, oh, you got to be kidding, Pat, right? You know,
no.
You are mustering up the courage. But there were consequences for that.
Yeah, and that's related to a job. But just if you think about the social conditioning, I mean, nowadays, younger people, and I'm lucky enough to be somewhere in between because of the way that I grew up,
yeah.
but now people have the chance to say after high school, well, I'm just going to take a year off. Or while they're studying, they can take a hiatus for a semester or two semesters. And it's okay. People are no longer looking at this as strange because people have begun. I think we're in the middle stages of realizing how important it is to know oneself. And that, I think, is crucial in where we're going in the world today and hopefully being one much more. There's no better way for me to say this, but I think it all comes down to us all connecting on a different level, no longer the competitive level, but really the level of being one and accepting one another as we are.
Mm.
We can't accept each other as we are if we don't know who we are.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I still feel, Natalie, I still feel that I'm on that journey.
Mm-hmm.
Where does one begin this journey? What is it about the work that you do that helps folks begin this journey of discovery? Because it is a journey of discovery.
Well, I think it's not necessarily that I can help with the beginning. I think people sort of feel a certain longing, yearning, knowing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just look in the mirror and you go, who is this person? Or, you know, you're talking with your spouse, soon to be ex-spouse or something like that, and you say, what am I doing here? Why am I cooking for you? You know, all of those things suddenly come up, and then those comments in your own head get stronger and stronger. And in addition to that, other people are asking questions that you've never considered before. So usually the urge comes from within. And then what people like me, you know, spiritual coaches or counselors, what we do is we just pretty much trying to get into that little space and help you identify who you really are, because very often we're not the image that we're presenting. It's sort of like the image that we're presenting is a socially conditioned personality. How do we think we need to appear to others in order to make it through every day?
Oh, yeah.
And that's not who we are. So we need to then begin to look at all those different layers. If you want to think about an onion, for example, we've got all these different layers on us that we need to take off. And it's, I'm not going to kid anybody, it's not necessarily easy work because depending on our age, we have a long time of social conditioning. So, you know, you start peeling these layers off, and once you start the peeling, usually you need somebody there so that you don't think you're crazy. That you, when you say, well, I remember when I was a child, I did this. What happened in the last 40 years? That somebody says, yes, you have done this, but since then, you've gone through social conditioning, you've been trying to fit in, you've done this, this, and that. So the work that we do combines, I guess, the counseling as well as just helping you connect with all your different aspects. And when I use the term aspects, I believe we're all whole and we're all connected with a variety of beings in the spiritual realms, especially all of our guides. And they're all aspects of us. So when you get an intuition and you think, maybe I should turn left in the car today instead of right, somehow you have this knowledge, and that's usually the way I perceive it,
right.
One of your guides helping you. And one of your guides is your intuitive side. So you can connect with all of that, and it makes life so much easier, I have found, when you do connect with the guides and the spiritual realms and just listen to them, because we think we've got it all figured out very often. We think that we're in charge of what happens. We're really not.
Right, I know it. I mean, I have found that out in my life. And, you know, I had an epiphany not too long ago. And I think it was right after I interviewed you at one of the event.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little epiphany around this, that if we turn our, and correct me around the language, this is my language.
Yeah.
If I turn my life over to spirit, whatever I call spirit of that day, because
right.
I believe in a lot of different masters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I turn my life over to spirit, let's say today I'm talking to Jesus, but if I turn my life over to spirit, or Isis or whoever that is in the moment, there's an enormous relief I feel, but the letting go of the not knowing, right,
mm-hmm.
is where the layers, the onion layers, sort of get addressed. And I want to talk with you about your work and how you help folks get through those layers, you know, from a place of knowing, because that's what today's show is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's the importance of knowing oneself. I just want to tell our listeners, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines. You're going to hear a bit from Natalie about how she works, what the readings are going to be about. We actually have a toll-free number. We're also going to share some information about how Natalie teaches other people through her webinars and other work, how you might be able to learn how to meet your spirit guides. What are soul contracts? We've got lots to share with you, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you're experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to your individual needs. We're open 7 days a week with convenient locations in Green Lake and Queen Anne. New clients mention hearing this ad and enjoy $20 off your first massage visit at Dream Clinic. Learn more about us at dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863. Discover Dream Clinic and experience the difference.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master and attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with the deal.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, The Importance of Knowing Oneself. Spiritual teacher and guide Natalie joining us here today. We're going to be taking your calls in a minute. Just want to make sure you know what Natalie does and what we're going to be doing live in terms of some of the readings, some of the guidance that you're going to be able to get. But before we do, Natalie, one of the things that I want to just make sure folks know is that, you know, you have an incredible platform where you actually show people and teach people how to maneuver through what we sometimes call the maze of life. You know, the many, many layers, the many, you know, turns in the road, whatever they are. Tell us about some of the upcoming webinars you have and your website, and then we can let folks know what the readings will be like today on the show, and we'll give out that number.
Okay. Well, we started talking out a little bit earlier about guides, spirit guides, and that I usually connect with them. And so one of the things that I'm a huge believer in, and I just was early on a webinar as well, and anybody who's familiar with Core Light and Leslie Temple Thurston, she spoke right from my heart when she said today that we all have guides. They're always there. We just need to connect with them. They're consistently hearing us, but sometimes we don't know how to talk to them. And I have found in my own life that ever since I connected with my spirit guides, all of them, I have a much easier time because I just let them take over, and there's hardly anything I do without them giving me consent first. And it's almost like an internal conversation if you really think about it. It's like you're asking yourself a question and you have an answer coming. But the problem for many people is that either it feels a little awkward, a little strange, or they don't really know who these guides may be, or they think they might connect in a wrong way. So meeting spirit guides for me is something really crucial, and I do face-to-face as well as online seminars for that. And it's really very simple. The upcoming one is starting on November 5th. It's usually a meeting of about an hour and a half. And what I do is I just help in a guided meditation. Everybody connect with their guides, really meet them, understand them. And then, yes, there's homework involved because we don't just want to connect one time and then let them be. We really want to learn how to communicate with them. I believe it's important that we know all of our guides, but some of my friends, they're just happy to know they're there and they address them as a group. You may have guides that you feel more connected with than others. Of course, we all know about the guardian angel. Then we've got joy guides, protector guides, teachers. One that I call the sentinel. Some other people refer to this guide as a gatekeeper. And those are the ones who can help us maneuver every minute of every day once we allow them into our lives. The same goes, of course, also for the angels. And I sometimes do angel communication courses as well, but it's really just about opening yourself up and realizing that these guides, these spiritual beings, are here to help us. And when we start listening, life just begins to flow much, much more easily.
Yeah. You know, and also one of the things, Natalie, that I was so struck by, we were talking during the break, is when we are really tuned in, worry seems to melt away.
Yeah.
Worrying about things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the doubt and the worry, if we just try, of course, you know, as you mentioned before also, it's at times difficult to give up what we think control is. So once we give ourselves, in a sense, to the universe or to spirit or to God, however we want to refer to it, that's when we open ourselves up. We give ourselves over, we surrender, we acknowledge that we're not in charge. We're here having a human experience. And
right.
In this human experience, we are supposed to experience some hardships. We are supposed to have some pain and go through the emotions and all that. That's natural. But some of those things that are ego-based, when we just want to be better than somebody else, or when we doubt and when we question and when we analyze, that just causes us suffering in a sense. That makes life so much more difficult. And instead of going through that, when you connect with your guides, it's just like no question, no doubt. They give you the answer, and you just go along with it. And I don't want to have anybody get the impression that the guides are some outside entity or something like that.
Right.
The guides are all part of us. It's this huge spectrum. If you think about,
right.
if you think about the beautiful images or windows in, in churches, for example, we all have these different aspects of ourselves. And so this glass, this stained glass, that's you. And so every guide is one of the colors, is one of the pieces, and it all makes up who you really are. If you don't connect with the guide, there are pieces missing.
I know. So we're going to do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to open up the phone lines for those of you that want to connect with Natalie on the show and would love to get in the queue for a reading. Two ways you can do it. Call right now, toll free. Benny will pick it up and he'll put you in the queue. 1-800-930-2819. That's toll free right here on the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. Or you could do what Deborah just did. You can go to thedrpatshow.com. Or transformationtalkradio.com. And on the right-hand side, it gives you a way to ask your question. So, Deborah, I know you posted on the instant ask a question, but you need to go back and just post your question back in there. So for those of you, again, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call in for a reading, Benny will pick that up and put you in the queue. If you're not able to call in, we've done something really groovy for you. We've set up a way for you to ask your question through our instant feedback system. Go to drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, says ask a question. If you're listening on transformationtalkradio.com, really easy for you to do. Go to the right-hand side and ask your question. We just need your name and your question. While the phones are ringing and Benny is taking our callers, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, why it is so important that we know ourselves. Because, you know, most of the time, we think we know ourselves by the things we want in life, right?
Yeah.
I know I live my life a large part like that. You see what I'm saying? Right?
Yep.
Okay, oh, who are you? Oh, I'm, you know, I'm the chick that owns a house on the lake, and I got the car, the sports car,
yep.
and I got the truck. And But that is not what we're talking about, is it?
No. Knowing oneself really means to know the core of who you really are. And everything that you do or want is often superimposed by society, and there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we are here, like I said, to have a human experience. But who you really are is not cannot be measured by the things that you own or the places that you go.
Mm.
It's what you have inside, that little flame, that little spark within, that usually we have hidden very well from ourselves because we think that we're going to be vulnerable if we admit that we don't care about having four cars or any of that, just wanting to have more.
Mm.
We have everything that we need when we connect with ourselves. And whenever a person is unhappy, it's usually because they have let outside experiences demand their lives.
Mm.
Once we know ourselves and know who we are, why we're here, once we connect really with our inner self, the core, like I say it, there's a certain peace that comes with it. There's a certain harmony, which leads you to, for example, not get that upset anymore if something doesn't work out. If you cannot afford something, you know you're still going to be provided for with everything that you need. It's just a matter that you might not be able to go overboard or go on a huge vacation trip just to show off. That's not what you need. What you need is you need to feed and nourish yourself. And then you shine regardless of how much money you have or what your status in society is.
So, you know, these are the things that, you know, for many of us, we discover along the way. And sometimes, you know, we discover it, what many people say, accidentally. The work that you do, Natalie, and what folks are going to experience that are calling in and sending their questions in is, you know, to be able to learn the tools to connect with our spirit guides. So we can do this on, let's just call it spirit guide on demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to speak, because, you know, the whole idea of Linda mentioning floundering was mm-hmm. that my approach was random.
Right.
Right. Because I didn't even understand that you could do this. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. and the fact that I actually did from time to time connect, you know, got me the label of being very lucky.
Right.
Right. And so there's another way of living. We're going to be taking your calls. We're going to take your questions. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, going to get to experience what this is like to tap into who you really are with my very special guest, Natalie. We'll give out our website, taking your calls. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to easternessence.com to order today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Natalie's joining us here today. We have callers on the line, and we also have some questions coming in. Before we go to the callers, Natalie, I think it really would be great for you to remind people about the upcoming webinars you have. Thank you, Benny. for the upcoming webinars you have, and let folks know how they can find out more about them.
Okay. I'd love to say the first one coming up is starting, well, the second one coming up, but that's the one I'm drawn to mention, is Meet Your Spirit Guides, and that starts on November 5th, which is a Saturday. It's a six-week class, but you don't have to do all of the ones if you only feel drawn to connect with certain spirit guides. I have it on Facebook, on my Facebook page, which is just Natalie, very simple. I also have it on my website, my website is healingisis.com. That starts in November. Just before that, I have a Kundalini Reiki certification class, also on a webinar, that starts actually at the end of this month. And that's just two meetings, but lots of work in between. And then what I'm also going to get ready to launch is in December, a class on soul contract, which is something I also very much care about because it's also directly related to what we're talking about today, knowing ourselves and knowing why we are here and why we are learning some of the lessons we're learning.
Yeah, in relationship to other people, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely, yeah. Finding out why we have certain people in our lives, what they're teaching us, what we're teaching them. And the fun part with the soul contract piece is that you find out with a little bit of work where I'm guiding you through, there's less meditation, there's really going through your life and figuring out all the different people. And once you start doing that, you can see patterns. And if you keep repeating patterns, you know you haven't learned the lesson yet. But sometimes you can look at it and say, ooh, I'm done with that. Since 1985, this has not continued.
I know. I said that about my last relationship in 2000. I really did. I got to that place, and I was like, oh, man, I'm done with that.
All right.
We're going to go to the phones. We're taking your calls right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Natalie joining us. What's the website for people to go to, Natalie?
The best is actually to find me on Facebook Natalie, or my webpage, healingisis.com.
Very good. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phones. Benny's got it all lined up.
Rachel from Bothell is joining us on the Dr. Pat Show.
All Rachel. Right. Rachel, welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Hi, I was just calling to see if Natalie could connect with some of my spirit guides and tell me some information that I should concentrate on.
Okay. Hi, Rachel. It's so nice to meet you. Let me briefly say that there's only certain information that I'm allowed to give out. But the first thing that popped into my head right now was that it's something about a vehicle. And I don't know what it is about a vehicle, but there's some mention about a vehicle that you may be looking into getting or not getting, but there's something about a vehicle in your family that you want to take a look at. I'm not sure if it's a safe vehicle or not. So that's just the first thing that popped into my mind, not saying that that makes perfect sense to you right now. But that's the first thing. And the other things that are coming up are just that you should trust yourself a little more when it comes to, what's the word? When it comes to how you feel about people around you, just because somebody else may say that a person is nice or good, if you feel like you don't resonate with that person, just don't worry about it. It's perfectly fine for you not to connect with people just because other people tell you so. You have a good connection with your spirit guides in the sense that especially your sentinel or gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is the person, or the sentinel is the person who's known you ever since you were born. They know everything about you. Your sentinel is quite happy with what you have achieved so far, but wishes that you weren't quite so judgmental about yourself. And another comment is that your joy guide would like you to lighten up a little bit, have a little more fun.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. My gatekeeper, how do I connect with that spirit guide more? Or how do I, is that something that I find in?
Just sort of start talking to them. I know it sounds kind of weird, but instead of talking in your mind, just speak out loud. Say, hi, I know you're here. I may not know your name right now. I don't know where exactly you are, but how are you doing today? Is there anything I should know? And just speak it out loud. The minute that you open up that line of communication, it'll come.
Does it have anything to do with seeing certain numbers on a clock? I see 11:11 and 1:11 on the clock. I was almost sometimes daily.
Yeah.
Like I look at the clock when it's 11:11 or 1:11.
Uh-huh. Yeah, those are messages. Those are always messages, and you can look up in numerology what that means. I believe the 11 stands for new beginnings, if I'm not completely mistaken, but don't quote me on it. I'm not an expert in numerology. But, yes, every time that you have repetitions occur, whether it's you looking at the clock, whether it is hearing the same commercials on the radio, those are all messages that the spiritual realms are giving you. So you also want to maybe take a look, okay, you want to take a look at what are you in the process of doing or how are you feeling when you see those numbers pop up. Just before those numbers come, what are you involved in? So it might be a little bit of a wake-up call in the sense of either, yeah, in the sense of there's some feeling that you're having that you need to take a look at and maybe try to eliminate out of your life.
Okay. I just always saw it as acknowledgement from my spirit guides.
It's more than that. It's more than that. It's always messages. They're always trying to tell us something, especially when we start looking at the same time numbers all the time.
So just start by talking out loud when I see
and
asking for communication.
Yeah, ask for just talk to them as if you were, you know, I'm assuming that you also have communication in your own head. You know, we all like to talk with ourselves.
Absolutely.
And, what am I going to have for dinner? You know, do I have enough in the fridge? So you just speak that out loud and see what happens.
All right, you got that, Rachel? Go ahead. You know, I'm telling you, it really does work. And I have the same kind of thing with the numbers, 11 and so forth. So let's go ahead, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's take Mari. She's calling in from Bellevue.
Hi, Mari. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I think I'm in a change in my life of what I'm going to be doing next and even maybe where I'll be living. And I guess I could use a lot of help from my spirit guides just to direct me in you know what's next for me. And I just wondered if you saw anything or you know because this is very new for me. The idea of spirit guides and I just could use some coaching. I just wondered if there was any insights that you could give me.
Okay, well first of all, thank you for accepting that we have spirit guides and thank you for being willing to connect with them. That's always the first step. And in that, the minute that you start opening up to your spirit guides, you will receive messages. Part of the issue right now seems to be that there's a little bit of judgment on whether, number one, you are ready to make a move, and number two, whether it would be appropriate, socially speaking, to make a move. That's at least what I'm getting right now. Like I said before, the best way to connect is by speaking out loud. But you may also, okay, you can also try and start writing some stuff down. You know, some of us are more comfortable with some of the simple old ways in which we used to do things, like a little list of pros and cons. And when you start writing those down, you know, should I move? Where should I go? Just jot down everything that comes to mind and then take a look at it. I think Pat mentioned earlier that at some point, you know, we just have an intuition of where to go or when to travel someplace. Very likely in your case, you're blocking it a little bit because you're not 100% sure that this is the right thing to do. What can help is that when you connect with your spirit guides, the thing that can help is that they help you eliminate some of the doubt. This is not easy. I'm not saying that because we're all very ingrained in the world that we live in. But I think for you, I would start writing some things down and taking note of places that are being mentioned to you. either by friends or on the radio or on TV, and see if any of those resonate with you. The other thing that I'm getting is that moving is not going to necessarily be the cure-all. So you still want to figure out a little bit on why you actually do want to move, what's at the heart, what's at the core of you wanting to move, and is that going to be improved by you actually taking that step? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
See, my problem in these readings sometimes is that your gatekeeper only allows me to say so much because there are things that you need to learn yourself. You volunteered to learn certain things, and so I can only tell you or try to find my way around by giving you some pieces of information. And what you're involved right now is one of the lessons that you chose to learn. I'm not saying that's an easy one. Most of our lessons aren't. And that's why your guys are staying in there, actually, you know, connecting, holding hands, and they're all nodding. And they're just saying, yeah, you need to take another look at why do you really want to move your physical location.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Got that, Mari?
Yeah, that helps.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thank
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I got Evelyn from Phoenix. Evelyn, we'll get right to you. We got a couple of other folks. We'll give you out more information about Natalie, her radio show, her upcoming webinars, and much more on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship, babe. See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org. Or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to easternessence.com to order today.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Natalie joining us here today. If you want to find out more about, you know, the upcoming, first of all, the upcoming amazing webinar she has, Meet Your Spirit Guides and Soul Contracts, you definitely want to tune in to those. You can go to the website, www.healingisis.com. What's your Facebook page again, Natalie?
Just Natalie.
Really? So it's facebook.com/Natalie?
Yeah, or you can do also NetISIS 2012, but you'll find me easily under Natalie.
All right, that's sweet. All right, now look, we've got a couple more folks that want to chat with you. Mr. Benny, are we going to Phoenix?
Let's do it.
I'm going to Phoenix. Evelyn, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
How's Phoenix?
Hello. Nice. It's finally perfect. Not hot, not cold. It's perfect.
Wow. I want to introduce you to Natalie. How can we help you today?
Hi. Well, the weather here is perfect, but not so much me.
Oh, no, you are perfect.
Okay. Okay, my work environment's not perfect, and I'm having issues there, and I just want to know, I have issues. It's not me personally. I don't think it's my issues. I think it's their issues, but they're affecting me in my scheduling and my hours and all that stuff. And I'm just kind of wondering how you see and what I need to do to handle this, and or just wait it out and a new job's going to come my way.
Okay. First thing I have to tell you, I'm sorry, is that yes, it is about you. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you mentioned you're impacted by it. So, of course, it's also about you. If it wasn't about you, you wouldn't even be impacted by it in any way, shape, or form. And it wouldn't even it wouldn't bother you. But since you are focused on what it does to your schedule, part of it is just about surrendering and releasing the desire to control. And so one of the lessons that you signed up for, which is one of the ones that most of us sign up for, is the control issue. Not necessarily wanting to be in control, but feeling that for some reason or another we need to be in control. So one of the things is I don't necessarily see a new job on the horizon for you, but you're pretty much being asked to allow an internal transformation to take place where, regardless of the situation at work, you will not allow it to penetrate your peaceful and harmonious existence. And that's part of the lesson that you're being asked to focus on right now. There are things on the inside of ourselves that we can't control, but we can usually not control others. We can only control how we react to others. Mm-hmm. So in a sense, it's the transformation of yourself and your where you put your attention and your focus, and you probably want to try and think about having your focus be less at work, so that becomes what's the term, subliminal to your true existence and more to your purpose.
You know. I can understand the control part. I mean, I kind of sort of feel like they try to control you. But my thing is, I kind of go there with all this, like, don't let it bother you and all that kind of stuff. But now, my thing is when they do that, mm-hmm. it affects my livelihood, it affects the paycheck, and affects what I can afford to, you know, pay my bills. And, my thing is, like, for example, I work Sundays. That's time and a half. Just mm-hmm. now, they took that my Sunday shift and that pay, kind of taking it away and giving me a lesser thing. And I'm like, mm-hmm. so it becomes to affect my finances.
Right.
And it's like, okay, take, you know, certain things. But then it's like, when you're affecting me paying my bills and stuff, this is where I'm having the issue.
Right.
The scheduling, it's like I've finally come to terms with that. But mm-hmm. when you take away my right. time and a half day on Sundays, which I've had for years, to give to someone else, this is where I'm having this issue right now.
Yeah.
And I fully understand what you're saying. And unfortunately, all I can tell you is that that's where the focus comes in. Understanding that we all have to pay our bills. But the thing here is, can you let go of the doubt? And the minute that you go in and say, I'm not going to let it bother me, you've just given a message to the universe that your focus is on, this is going to impact me negatively.
Mm.
This is going to hurt me. So that's where the first part of the transformation comes in. The second part of the transformation is trying to work on understanding that you will fully be provided for. And I know that is difficult to believe because we do have to pay bills and all of that. I can only tell you from personal experience that there were times when I thought I couldn't pay my bills, and I was in a situation where I just had to trust. And for some reason, I have always been and am always able to pay my bills. I sometimes don't understand how. I don't know exactly how I'm making it, because looking at the check that's coming in and the money that's going out, I'm like, I don't know how this adds up. I'm not good at math, but I always make it. And for me, that is the piece of the transformation. What do you really need versus what do you want?
Mm.
I'm not saying this is easy. Sometimes they go hand in hand.
Well, you know, it's an interesting conversation, mm-hmm. and let me just jump in here for a minute. I want to give you a personal example. Maybe this will help you think about this differently. So I remember wanting to start dating again, right? Mm. Absolutely. I was like, did the manifestation board, you know, the whole business that you do about that, you know, working with my spirit guides about it, right?
All of it, yes.
Okay. I didn't have my Saturdays or Sundays free at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deal is, most people date on the weekend. They're not like me. Right?
Right.
I mean, I'm just saying, Evelyn, I couldn't even have coffee with somebody. Right? So what happened was, my coaching client, two of my coaching clients, canceled Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I thought, oh, look at this. I lost two coaching clients, and talk about revenue and the whole shamil. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize at the time was that the universe, I could not manifest the whole dating thing at all because there was no time. And so I didn't get it at the time. So I think, Natalie, what I think I hear you saying is that sometimes when a door shuts, we don't see the other one open in the moment.
Well, I was kind of, that's kind of where I was going today. It's like, is this another sign for me to say, look, we're going to throw this another little piece of the puzzle here to you. We're going to another smack you in the back of the head again because you're not getting it. It's time for you to step up, look for something else, or something else is coming, so that when you leave, you'll be happy to be gone.
I don't know, and Natalie, what do you think?
Well, the thing is not about leaving a situation
mm-hmm.
that provides you with difficulty. This
right.
is an opportunity for you to grow.
Right.
So when you're saying step up, the first thing that comes to my mind is, well, then say something in a diplomatic way, which I know you have done before. But the other piece is going with the example that Pat just mentioned. Sometimes we think we're ready for something, but we're not. So, in Pat's example, you know, she thought she was ready to date, but it didn't manifest itself for a little while because she still had other things to learn. And that's why I'm saying, in your case, Evelyn, I don't see a new job necessarily on the horizon or being the way
mm-hmm.
out or the cure. I'm really
right.
seeing more that you need to look at what's going on here, how can I deal with that, and do I really need everything that I have become accustomed to?
Right.
Am I looking at myself through the mirror of what I own and what I have? Or am I
I've come south so far. I mean, on the financial scale, I've come south so far because I'm helping my son out in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I've stepped down from my home
mm-hmm.
to places I've lived because of finances to accommodate. And I don't have anything now.
Yeah.
All I do is exist to pay my son's college, a roof over my head, a roof
mm-hmm.
over his head, you know, and of course our cars and, you know, things that get us back and forth to work. I'm at that point where I have nothing anymore.
Yeah.
It's like I've gone.
You know,
so
we're going to have to run, but here's what I want to say to you, Evelyn. and I'm just going to say this really quickly because I agree with Natalie completely. The universe is asking you to look from a place of gratitude, and I know it's hard, but I was homeless at 17. I will tell you that. I was in my car. And, you know, there's a place that you get to go to in this learning journey that isn't going to be about money. But whatever this place is that you can go to from wherever you are, and we're talking really spiritually, if you can go to a place for whatever reason, a little moment of gratitude, you're going to feel the shift. I know we didn't have a lot of time, Natalie, to talk about that more, but I think, Natalie, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It's been fun. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.